Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Liverpool played quite well up to a point. Like you mentioned, like, you know, there's like 15 shots and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to pose to you, like, Luis Diaz and Mo Salah both scored a goal. So two of Liverpool's front three both scored a goal away at Old Trafford. And you'd be thinking, like, again, without context, you're thinking, yeah, two goals at Old Trafford, but two of your front three, you must have attacked pretty well. But actually, we're sat here again thinking about wasted chances. And it's a hard one to get your head around, because it happened in the cup game. Liverpool scored three goals, and you might be thinking, well, maybe it was on the defenders. But actually, looking on social media, the body language of everyone around, a lot of people are actually putting this down to the fact that Liverpool just weren't clinical enough in that first half. The game could have been dead and buried. Similar, like I say, I referenced the 5-0 last time. It was 4-0 at half time. Liverpool have put them to the sword. This could have been that, if not for a bit of poor decision making, poor whatever you want to call it. So how'd you get your head around that? What are your thoughts on the attacking display as a whole?
Well, again, if you're on paper, it's a Nunes assist as well. So all three players, all front three, involved in the goals. But they just, that's it. Those goals. So the first goal and then Salah's, that's all they did. You're missing. Szoboszlai missed a great opportunity. He just went wide. I don't get how he's missed it. Completely set it wrong. Salah's missed, I don't know how many chances. And I thought it was his worst game in weeks. And, you know, you said four goals in the last five games for Salah, and he's been completely off it the last few weeks. It is completely down to the front three. They've got to be, like you're saying, it's the senior player. It's got to be dragging Kwanzaa out of that. Kwanzaa is obviously to blame for the first goal, but they've got to be doing so much more. There's so many chances missed.
Absolutely. Again, XG is one of those stats, isn't it, where you can pick the bones out of XG all you want. But Liverpool scored two goals with an XG of 3.9, so nearly four. Man United scored two goals with an XG of less than one. Obviously, the main new chance isn't a chance. The Rashford one, the Fernandes one isn't a chance, really. It is that, like, that's where you can be critical, I suppose, because it's such a double-edged sword in that we are obviously creating a lot of chances, and that bodes well. You know, we're in a world now where Liverpool have to win a lot of games and maybe have to score a lot of goals. So that is the positive. But also the negative is, you know, you should have scored more. You scored two, and it flatters Manchester United, really. It could have been, it could and probably should. There are chances that Leah mentions. I think Salah, Szoboszlai, Diaz have all missed chances that should just be goals.
Yeah, they should. And look, this is the problem. When you're only 1-0 up at Old Trafford, you can be as good as you want to be, but there is pressure there.
Yeah.
And when you give Manchester United a sniff, they'll take it. They hate us. They absolutely despise us. And this is why Liverpool, this was their biggest game. And it's why I gave us a point before the game, because we played the occasion so many times. And Liverpool, that stadium was silent, but it should have been a walkout, because it should have been 3-0 at half time. And like you mentioned there, Szobo has a brilliant one with Onana, makes a great save right after that Garnacho goal that's offside. Then he has a second one in the box where he just needs to open his body and side foot it and get it on target. It goes miles wide. Diaz, the amount of 4v2s, 5v2s where Szobo is in acres of space and no one helps him out, no one makes the definitive run to help him get the space or make a pass. Our passes, the most Salah one that I can remember, Luis Diaz passes it with his left foot instead of his right. We've got like 3-on-2. Just put it in front of him, let him run onto it and find the bottom corner, but he doesn't. The ball is behind him, everything's a little bit scruffy in the final third, and that is the problem. Liverpool haven't been clinical enough, and I hate to say it, but my God, just give me Diogo Jota back. That is all I want, because if he's in this game, that game is over by half time, and it's so frustrating, because the players are doing doing pretty much everything correct outside of the final ball, the final finish. And, you know, McAllister, the other thing that's really annoying is McAllister was superb. And then you have to move him into a defensive position because you've taken off Endo and you lose something in that game from there in that second half. So, yeah, it's just, they're just infuriating the chances. Darwin Núñez in that second half where it's put on a plate for him and he just decides to literally cross it instead of getting it on target. The decision making isn't there. It's not good enough. And you're in a title race. It has to be pinpoint accuracy.
It's interesting, because like I say, we're sat here, Liverpool are second in the league just on goal difference. They're ahead of Manchester City to level with Arsenal. It does feel at the moment those sides are in a bit better in terms of, like, they feel more ruthless. It's just ruthlessness. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't see Erling Haaland all game, he scores. Or, you know, Arsenal in a potentially tough game against Brighton and they're just killers. Liverpool are making so many chances. We've seen again that first half, 15 shots, you know, next year four at the final, you know, 28 shots in total. But it does feel like maybe it's too easy. We'll score the next one. It does feel at the moment there is this lack of ruthlessness that is frustrating every one of us, really.
God, yeah, and it's been going on for so long. It's been essentially all season. Like, yes, we're second, we're level on points, goal difference just separates it, but you're watching City and Arsenal, they have just been, like you said, they are ruthless. We haven't been. We scraped over the line against Sheffield. We needed a wonder goal and then a well-worked goal, and that was comfortable then by the end. And you're seeing, we struggled against Brighton and then Arsenal absolutely killed them off in the week. And you're watching that Brighton side, it's like, where's that team we played? Why aren't you doing it against them? And it's just absolutely shut down.
And it's mad, isn't it, Chloe? Because it's in the big games, because we've only scored three fewer goals than Arsenal and we've scored one more than Manchester City. Like but at certain moments, like I say, if you look at Liverpool's records against, you know, the top teams, it hasn't. It's, you know, they could and should have beat Arsenal. They could and should at home, rather. They could and should have beat Manchester City at home. They should have won at Old Trafford again today. They should have won at Old Trafford in the home game. It feels like in these big, big moments, in years gone by, Salah, Mane, Firmino, it felt more ruthless. You add Jota to the mix a bit more recently. It is just something about, like, that foot on the throat, nail in the coffin, whatever you want to call it. At 1-0, they were on the ropes. And if one goal kills them, they weren't coming back from it, and the Liverpool just were unable to get it.
Yeah, and it's really frustrating, because at the start of the season, I don't think anyone would have expected us to be here. So actually, we should all just be looking at this like, okay, let's see it as a point one instead of 2 points dropped. We're still in the title race, we go again. But the problem is, the other two teams just seem like they've gone into that gear where they're like, this is game time. This is every single game has to be a win. And Liverpool know that it has to be a win, but we don't have the players. I mean, Trossard's killing games off. We've got Luis Diaz, we've got Núñez, we've got Mel, and we can't kill the games off. And it is really, really frustrating, like you said. And it's so annoying, because, like I said, I feel like Lucho has a brilliant game, but then there should just be chances that he's finished. His first one's got the goal's brilliant, but he should assist Mo Salah. He should score that one where Robbo's got it back post. He needs to just side foot it. You can't volley it. You can't get your foot over it when you're that close to goal. There's so many chances falling to us, and we just don't have a ruthless clinical striker, and that is the problem. When you take Diogo Jota out this team, and Mo Salah is usually that man, but ever since he came back from his injury, he's not being that man, and that means everyone else has to pull the strings, because you can't rely on Mo Salah for six seasons in a row. At some point, he's going to have this lull, and you need to help him through that.
It's mad, isn't it? The stats show they all score goals.
Yeah.
Like, they all do score. We've got five forwards with double digit goals and stuff like that. There's just certain times when it just feels like it's not quite going.